Civic Democrat Alexander Vondra announced on Wednesday he was stepping down as defense minister. The straw that broke the camel's back in Mr. Vondra's case was defeat in the recent Senate elections, as well as his failure to retain a top spot in his party's leadership. His departure has led to speculation of a possible broader cabinet reshuffle, even as parties in government begin negotiations on a revamped coalition agreement. Jan Wellinger has the story.
For opponents of the country's defense minister, namely members of the opposition Social Democrats, Alexander Vondra's departure was a long time coming. The defense minister, who served as deputy prime minister for European affairs in the previous government, led by Mirek Topolánek, was damaged by a scandal related to the Czech EU presidency that came to be known as the Promopro affair, a case of suspected embezzlement in which 12 people were charged. Mr. Vondra, himself not charged, withstood the criticism and in the end outlasted most of his fellow colleagues in Nečas's government. From the original team, only Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek and Health Minister Leoš Heger, as well as the Prime Minister himself, remain. On Wednesday, here's what Alexander Vondra had to say.
Minister, kromě důvěry premiéra, potřebuje ke své práci především dvě věci.
As a government minister, you need to not only be good at what you do, you also have to have the support of the Prime Minister and voters. The Senate elections in the autumn showed I no longer had enough voter support. That's why I've decided to step down. It was a decision I reached earlier, but put off for a number of reasons.
Na tom, že to známíme později.
These included finalizing the budget for the defense ministry, he said, as well as the draft state budget for 2013, hosting NATO Secretary General recently, and completing a visit to the U.S. where he met with his American counterpart. Mr. Vondra specified on Wednesday that he will step down on December the 7th, but will report beforehand on the state of negotiations with Sweden over the renewed lease of a fleet of Gripen fighter jets. He praised the state of current talks, saying effectively he had held out for a better deal. Prime Minister Nečas, when he spoke, had nothing but praise.
I want to thank Mr. Vondra for his 2.5 years in office and stress that as a member of government, he was someone who was active beyond his ministry. His departure from the defense ministry is clearly a loss. As someone with a close understanding of the ministry in the past, I can say he was the best defense minister in 20 years.
Minister obrany posledních 20 let.
Who will replace Mr. Vondra as defense minister remains the big question. The prime minister made clear he had someone in mind, but refused to reveal a name. He also did not reveal to what degree ongoing talks on a new coalition agreement with the other two parties, Topo 9 and namely Lidem, which replaced the earlier public affairs, might influence any decision. As it stands, Mr. Nečas is the last civic democrat from the original cabinet from 2010. His cabinet has now seen the departure of more ministers than any before it, a first that would have been viewed as highly unlikely 2.5 years ago after winning an historic majority when it was first sworn in.
Jan Wellinger with that report.